Christ is in our midst. Today is Mission Sunday in the Orthodox Church. Did you listen closely to the epistle reading this morning? Because of the persecution that arose over St. Stephen, the disciples spread abroad, preaching the word, the good news, to all the people in different places. The context of the gospel reading this morning is that John the Baptist had been in prison. Jesus was making many disciples, and it says that Jesus was baptizing many, but then it corrects us and says, but really Jesus wasn't baptizing anyone. It was his disciples who were baptizing for Jesus. But when Jesus learned that he was becoming very popular there in Judea, he said to his disciples, we need to go north into Galilee. We need to leave. Now is not my time. And so, leaving Judea to go up to Galilee, you have to pass through Samaria or around Samaria. Palestine is a good 120 miles long. And it's a bit of a journey. And the very practical thing in getting from Judea to Galilee is to go through Samaria. It's already a long trip. But many pious Jews would never walk through Samaria. As you heard in the gospel reading this morning, they had no dealings with Samaritans. They despised the Samaritans. So they would walk all the way around. Add another day or two to their journey. But Jesus said, no, we're going through Samaria. Because Jesus came as a missionary. He came with a mission. And that was to save the world, the whole world. And the Samaritans were the focus of his mission in this trip. In choosing this passage, the church reminds us that the risen Lord has commissioned us, the church, to disciple the nations, all the peoples of the earth. Notice first that the main truth and the most obvious point of this story this morning, the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman, is the salvation of the whole world. What is the passion that drives Jesus in his ministry? It's that everywhere, all people be saved and come to know him as Lord and Savior, as Messiah. And what does the Samaritan woman do when she comes to recognize Jesus as the Messiah? She got so excited that she left her water pot. And she walked all the way there to the well to get water. She left it and she ran back to home. She said, come and see Jesus. I believe that that's the message of the church for all ages. Our mission is to bring people to come and see Jesus. The second point I want to make is that Jesus Christ is the object of our witness. No one can truly know God except through Jesus Christ. There are many good people in the world, many people who put us to shame in the good life that they live. people who do not know Jesus, do they need Christ? Do they need the Messiah? Yes, they do. And for many people, they won't even know that they need Jesus until they meet him. It is through Jesus Christ that we come to know God the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to the woman, when she said, "Well, you know, we're waiting for the Messiah," Jesus said, "I am the one who speaks to you. I am the Messiah." Jesus also said, "I and the Father are one. He who has seen me has seen the Father." So the Samaritan woman brought people to Jesus, to know Jesus, and to believe in him. And the people said, "Well, you know, we were amazed at what you shared with us. And we started to believe that Jesus was the Messiah just by what you told us, that he knew everything about you. Without even knowing you, he knew you. But now that we have met Jesus, we believe in him not because of what you said, but because of the fact that we know him." So it's not enough that we merely share with people the fact that we have met Jesus. We need to bring them to Jesus so that they too may come to know him. The third thing I'd like to point out is that at the very heart of the gospel message that we share, it's Jesus. But the transforming power of Jesus comes through the Messiah, who is grace and truth. He did not come into the world to condemn, he came to save. But does that mean that we just tell people they're okay? "Oh, you know, we all struggle. You're okay. Don't worry about it." Is that what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman? She was starting to come to respect Jesus. And then Jesus said, "Oh, by the way, go get your husband." I don't have a husband." "I know. You've had five, and the one you're living with now is not your husband." That's true. Jesus said, "I know who you are. I know everything about you. There's no sense in hiding. The truth is that you are there, and you are a sinner, and you need God and his mercy." We like to hide, say, "Well, Lord, if you really knew me, if you really knew me and my sin, you wouldn't be so kind to me." Jesus knows, and yet very kind. Jesus knows, that's the truth. But that truth is filled with grace. He is also gracious. "There you are," said Jesus. "I love you. I forgive you." Do we accept that forgiveness? Do we accept his love? When we do, we're ready to say to people, "Come. Come and see." But to be real evangelists, like Fotini, that's who she's called, this American woman is called in our tradition, Fotini, the enlightener. She became one of the greatest evangelists. I had to really shorten this down because there's so much on this passage, there's so much about Fotini. I'm just going to tell you one thing. Fotini had five sisters And she had two sons, and one of the sons was Joseph. And she went with the five and the two down into Egypt, in Africa. And then she went up to Rome, where she finally died as a witness. And for the centuries, about the 4th to the 14th century, the church developed a lot of stories about Fotini. They called her like a chief of the apostles. She was better than the apostles. Can you believe it? That's how much the church loves Fotini, the Samaritan woman. She repented, but she became a beacon of light, and she shared that light with those around her. Do you know the Lord? Just y'all do. He knows you. He knows you in the depth of your being, and He loves you. He died for you. He rose again for you, every one of you. Now, invite people to come and see for themselves. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.